Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brother and sister, salam and welcome to a new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about how we should treat and raise children. So be with us.
Yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun. Such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us?
Today is Sunday, 28th of Shawwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Urdibehesht, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of April, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and listen to chapter and fall, verse 28. Then we come back to the studio again. We speak about the important point of this verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واعلموا أنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة وأن الله عنده أجر عظيم.
And know that your properties and your children are but a trial, and that Allah has with Him a great reward.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Intensive love for wealth and children is the pivot of a lot of evil actions. It is the origin of many unlawful transactions, lies, monopolies, short waits, lack of payment of alms, tax, to avoid giving homes that is one-fifth levy, and poor rates, greeds, hindering others' affairs, false oath, wasting the people's right, and the like of them. The love of children may cause a person to escape from battlefield and not to tolerate a short separation from the family. Then these are the factors of trial.
Come from one, the seed has spread. The dawn of light has split from white to blues and reds. Behind it all, there must be more. Seven colors of day. Shed the light of your way. Have I found what is lying behind the fire in your eyes? Do you see what I see? What I see, what I see. See what I see, what I see.
So as we start in the previous episode of today's special, we are following this topic, treating and raising our children. Raising children in Islam is a challenging but rewarding task. By relying on Allah and following His guidance, parents can raise children who are kind, compassionate, and God-fearing. Muslims' parents should handle children's stubbornness with wisdom, deliberation, and patience. Parents should show love and sincere desire for children's well-being out of love and care for them. The acceptable alternative to physical or verbal mistreatment is punishment that is fair but firm. This includes time out, loss of privileges, or other consequences that are appropriate for the child's age and behavior.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about communication challenges between parents and teenagers and how to resolve them. Just like a shopkeeper who sells their goods to genuine customers, people share their thoughts with those who truly listen. When you enter a shop with a smile, greet the seller warmly and show interest in the product, the seller will engage with you. However, if you walk in coldly and barely respond to their greeting, they will withdraw. Similarly, when communicating effectively with teenagers, parents must first recognize them as deserving of meaningful dialogue rather than treating them like children. First, we have to ask this question from ourselves. What causes conflicts between teenagers and parents? At the start of adolescence, much like the beginning of romantic relationships or sudden accidents, everything feels intense. Teenagers develop a newfound need for independence and often challenge authority figures. They see no source of power as more formidable yet safe than their parents. Consequently, they start opposing parental authority in various matters. Negotiation techniques that worked during childhood are no longer effective. The root issue isn't always the problem itself. Rather, the teenager's need for authority dominates their interactions with parents. Parents often wonder, "What happened to my child? They were fine a few days ago." This is where our skills in managing differences of opinion come into play.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
Come here, we have one step to more effective parenting. That is catching kids being good. Have you ever stopped to think about how many times you react negatively to your kids in a given day? You may find yourself criticizing for more often than complimenting. How would you feel about a boss who treated you with that much negative guidance, even if it was well-intentioned? The more effective approach is to catch kids doing something right. You made your bed without being asked. That's terrific. Or I was watching you play with your sister and you were very patient. These statements will do more to encourage good behavior over the long run than repeated scolding. Make a point of finding something to praise every day. Be generous with rewards. Your love, hugs, and compliments can work wonders and are often rewards enough. Soon you will find you are growing more of the behavior you would like to see.
Thank you.
religious training of children. One way can be noticing on beliefs in the hereafter. Children should be gradually introduced to the idea of death and the life hereafter. Although it may be confusing for younger children, it is advisable that parents talk about it from time to time, especially as the children grow older. A death in the family or community could be used as an example that all humans are mortal and each one of us will go the same way. It is best to be honest with the children. The other way is beliefs in the prophets and the imams. It is necessary for children to understand the role of the prophets and to have love for the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, and the imams, peace be upon them all. This can be taught by reading stories from their lives to them. It is also important to attach significance to the oceans when we commemorate their birth and death.
Sheikh Azhar Nasser.
We have many ahadith, many traditions from the Ahlul Bayt that speak about the worldly benefits of having good children, God-fearing children, as well as the spiritual benefits of having righteous children. We have a beautiful statement from our fourth Imam, Al-Imam Zainul Abideen, salawatullahi alayhi. Where the Imam alayhi salam, he says, min sa'adat al-rajul. It is from the prosperity of a person. أن يكون له ولد يستعين بهم. It is from the prosperity and the good fortune of a person to have a progeny, to have children that he can rely upon. That he can rely upon in terms of his dunya and his akhirah. You see, when you look at the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Kahf, for instance, He mentions that there are two things in this life that are considered the most precious to the human being. The two main adornments of this life, Allah says what? Al-mal wal-banoon zinatul hayatid dunya. Wealth and children are the adornment of the world of this life. And this applies to both mu'mineen and non-mu'mineen.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic about treating our kids. So, till another time, we'll leave you in Allah's blessings and have a nice time.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.